بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمد الله تبارك وتعالى ونصلي ونسلم على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه ومن دعا بدعوته إلى يوم الدين. The axial points in this Juz 6 is Allah. Allah exists. Allah is the absolute truth, al-haqq. Without this foundation, any building is sure to fall sooner or later. Allah created everything and everyone, but there is a special creature that Allah made. In all the creation, things obey the laws of their nature. Animals obey their instincts. The angels do good all the time because they don't have a choice. They don't know what evil is. Man is unique, the human being. And Allah planned it for man to be the only creature that shares animalhood with animals and shares angelhood with the angels, and gave man the power to choose, go right or left, go right or wrong, and to keep man reminded, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, preserving the freedom of man to do what he chooses, yet out of love he sent reminders over history. Many messengers and prophets. Some are mentioned in the scriptures, others are not, as the Jews of today tells us. And the Jews of today gives us many names that came through history to remind the human being of what Allah wants him to do. And therefore, the conclusion is that Allah didn't send many religions. He sent the one religion, but in little bits, in installments, so that all those messengers had the common message of Allah is there and is watching over you, but also sometimes additional tasks, so that every prophet finding a certain ailment in his people will caution them against it and tell them that they will stand responsible for it on the day of judgment. So did all the prophets. But all of them had messengers that were local to their people. Each people receiving their prophet or their messenger. Until Moses came to liberate the Jews from Egypt. And until Jesus came to guide the lost sheep of Israel, as written in the Bible. And then humanity became sufficiently mature, adults, due to all the messages that cumulatively came to man over history. And it was time for the final form, for all people in all places, to the day of judgment. And this was Muhammad alayhi salatu wassalam. And when you read the injunctions, you will find them the same in all the religions sent by God, in Judaism, in Christianity, in Islam. But comes Islam to correct some errors that the followers of previous prophets fell into. The Jews, for example, altered the Torah. The Jews were a burden to their prophet. Sometimes, when I think of the prophets, I pity Moses, Musa, alayhi salam. All the prophets were obeyed by their followers, and their followers obeyed them, except Moses. After liberating them and taking them to Sinai, they brought the gold and worshipped another god. They told him, "We are eating meat, we want the vegetables that we used to eat in Egypt." And then they were in the habit of killing some of their prophets. So they had to be corrected. And then came Jesus, whose message was to correct the Jews, because they centered on materialistic aspects of religion and forgot the spiritual side, forgot love, forgot being nice to all people. Muhammad came to correct them. But the Christians fell into a major mistake. They thought that Jesus, or claimed that Jesus, was the Son of God. Although, and I read it in the Bible, when the followers of Jesus told him, "You are good," he told them, "Don't call me good. There is only one who is good, the one who sent me." So the Bible itself of today, and I showed it to Christian friends, Jesus claimed and confirmed that he is not God. He is human. But so it is. The Quran, of course, sides with Jesus. And there is an extra miracle in the Quran that is not present in any of the Bibles. When Mary, Maryam, alayhi salam, gave birth to Jesus, and then took him to her people. What did they claim? Immediately, they branded her as committing adultery. And yet, they didn't apply their laws of killing the adulteress. The Bible doesn't tell us why a woman accused of adultery, and this is the baby with her, and their laws, the laws of the Jews, would say that she, therefore, should be killed, and yet they did not. Why didn't they kill her? Because a miracle happened that only the Quran mentions. And the miracle was that the baby in its cot spoke to them, "I am God's servant. He gave me the book. He made me a prophet. He recommended to me prayers and giving a sadaqah as long as I live, and to be nice to my mother." And when the baby spoke, they couldn't kill her. And that is why. So the Quran even sides with Jesus Christ more than the Jews, and more than his own people who made him God, and he's not God. This is history, and there is mention of the various reasons why Allah sent the prophets. And we look today, the same reasons, the same human illnesses, the same human wickednesses, the same human evil still exists today and on a much greater scale. Suffice it to know that humanity today spends more money to produce killing than it spends to save lives. And this is the situation today. And there is no coming prophet to come and correct it. And the task of correcting the course of humanity lays solely upon whom? You. So remember this. You are the bearers of Muhammad's task after Muhammad died. And perhaps in Ramadan, we become more sensitive to the call of Allah, and we become more aware of our duty, which far exceeds rituals. Your duty, my fellow Muslims, is to save the whole humanity from the abyss it is about to fall into. And your principal weapon to do that is not to hate people, is not to insult people, is not to kill people, but it is to love people. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم والحمد لله رب العالمين.